Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Thomas Lushine, L-O-U-S-H-I-N-E. Address is 525 Reed, R-E-E-D, Park, P-A-R-K, Drive, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-520-1230. ID is XXX2527, date of birth 7-17-1950, 71-year-old. Right-handed, married, retired man. Insurance is Medicare/AARP-UnitedHealthcare. Pharmacy is CVS-Esplanade/Raley's-East. It is addressed to 9-8-Y-D-U-C-H, Mission Ranch Primary Care. Below that should say Family Practice. Below that, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137. Phone is 530-894-0500, fax 530-345-2532. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for history of oral-lingual buccal and upper extremity dyskinesia, subparagraph, clinical history of treated Parkinsonism. Dear Dr. Natick and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Thomas Lushine for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, Thomas was diagnosed 8 to 10 years ago with the onset of Parkinsonism or Parkinson's disease, and was initiated on therapy with carbidopa levodopa and Rosalogene 1 milligram. New paragraph, his carbidopa levodopa was advanced from 25-100 QID to 1.5 tablets 4 times per day. New paragraph, he was given a trial of gabapentin 300 milligrams at bedtime for nocturnal restlessness and insomnia. New paragraph, he improved with readjustment of his regimen with the addition of carbidopa levodopa 5200 at bedtime associated with his hypnotic regimen, including trazodone and melatonin. Previously, clonazepam 0.5 milligrams. New paragraph, recent readjustment of his regimen with the more long-acting and smoother-acting Rytary added to his daily treatment 3 times a day, unfortunately seems to have exacerbated symptoms of his orobuccolingual dyskinesia identified on today's examination. Subparagraph, he has a moderate right dyskinetic tremor. New paragraph, his clinical neurological examination, however, demonstrates no essential serious inducible neuromuscular resistance or cogwheeling, suggesting that he is not only adequately but probably overtreated with the carbidopa levodopa producing dopamine-related dyskinesia. New paragraph, he gave an additional history of transient improvement when he took additional dosages of carbidopa levodopa, which his wife confirms, improving his mental feelings, but exacerbating anxiety when the effect of the medication wore off. New paragraph, this would suggest
if you want to take this one or not.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Excessive levels of dopamine produce a dopamine overuse disorder that is and can be potentially habituating. New paragraph, Thomas's readjustment of his regimen may indicate that he is at risk unless the medications are readjusted. New paragraph. Today, in review of his current evaluation and treatment, I've indicated to him that we will, at this time, perform the following therapy. Number one, I've asked him to hold his carbidopa-levodopa 25-100, 1.5 tablets QID, while he continues the remainder of his RITARI samples. New paragraph, he will continue the carbidopa-levodopa extended release 5200 at bedtime. New paragraph. Having failed his recent pulmonary evaluation for overnight pulse oximetry, we will request a repeat evaluation since his pulse oximetry test showed evidence for hypoxemia. New paragraph. I'm going to have him complete the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health while we obtain a reevaluation brain MR imaging with and without contrast, considering his current diagnosis and progression of symptoms, done at Open Systems Imaging for a neuroquantitative study. New paragraph. I reviewed and discussed all these findings with him today regarding the problems that he's developed with symptoms of more aggressive oral buccal lingual and right upper extremity dyskinesia, which I would expect would improve. New paragraph, prescription for lorazepam 0.5 milligrams to reduce his anxiety provoking these symptoms has been provided as well. New paragraph, I will see him for reevaluation in approximately 2 weeks with reassessment for the recommendations and my signature.